Bone Boy Speaks, episode 673, No A La Carte Around the Corner.
Why are we starting to see things like HBO and CBS offer a direct pay service where you can pay them and, well, essentially get their programming? Well, HBO, I think it's a little less common than that. They're exploring other options. It's, you know, you kind of read it in a little bit more detail, and it still sounds like a bit more of the same, except they're trying to offer it in a way that, well, people can get it a la carte, basically, without having to get, you know, get it directly. Well, like, you still get it from the cable company, but you can get it without having to get all the big cable package. And CBS is kind of doing the same thing. And, you know, CBS is kind of weird because, well, CBS is, you know, you can get that over the air. So maybe that one's not so interesting. But then, you know, then the dominoes are starting to fall. You know, NBA is talking about doing it and it. And, you know, so the question is why. And I saw this article on Giga, and before I'd even read it, my first response was very cynical and said, well, you know, maybe they're just trying to play games with the cable companies too, because let's face it, the ever escalating cable rates that you pay for just your channels, even for like limited basic cable, it keeps going up every year, and I don't get better channels. I certainly don't get more channels, and it's the same old crap. It just is costing more for no reason that I can consider, see, except that, well, the local broadcast affiliates want more money. It's really what it comes down to. And so this could be another, thing in that game. But, you know, I think the reality is, I think they're starting to figure, you know, all of the companies are starting to figure out, hey, people actually want the content this way. And, you know, the success of Netflix and other assorted things is kind of, you know, showing the way that, hey, maybe there really is a market for this. If Netflix has got 37 million people subscribed to it, you know, maybe there is a market for that. And, you know, and I honestly think that in the long run, right, if ESPN really wants to, you know, if people really want to pay $10 a month for ESPN, then ESPN should get that money, right? I mean, it shouldn't, it's, you know, right now it's, you know, they basically, you know, that's why the difference between like limited basic and the next step up is so expensive. It's primarily because of ESPN and such, because ESPN's just crazy. And quite honestly, I mean, I don't watch enough ESPN to warrant paying that kind of money for it. I might watch the Monday Night Football games. That's a whole nother thing, right? And so, you know, I think the other thing that's really, I think, making cord cutting very difficult is sports, specifically American football, because that is by far the most popular sport. And honestly, that's like the only thing that, you know, that I would really want, personally. I mean, maybe there's other things my family wants, but for me, right, being able to watch the games, is something that is, would be, you know, I don't know that it would be worth what they want to charge for it. That's a whole different discussion. But, you know, if it were available at a reasonable price, I mean, I'd certainly consider it, especially if I wasn't paying Comcast $20 a month it's more like $26 a month now for, you know, basically what I can get off my rabbit ears. So that's this whole game that the content companies are playing. It's, you know, unfortunately the consumers are just pawns in the whole game. Maybe we'll eventually get what we want, but I have a feeling that it's not going to be exactly what we want. It's going to take longer, even though these signs are coming out. I have a feeling we're going to be waiting a bit longer for truly a la carte, what we want, when we want, and how we want to watch it. I think we're still a ways from that. And even with these announcements, I'm not convinced that will change anytime soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.